Forbes is out with their list of the richest people in the world, and so now we also know who our richest neighbors in Arizona are. Let's call them fellow residents, because I ain't living in their neighborhood. I joked earlier that anybody on this list is welcome at my house for a barbecue. But I wasn't joking. Tops in the AZ is Ernest Garcia II, estimated to have a net worth of $5.6 billion. Ernie, as I hope to call him someday, bought Tucson's Ugly Duckling cars in 1991 and built that into a used car kingdom. Ernest Garcia's empire of pre-owned vehicles is not comprised of those kind of used car lots, though. He founded Drive Time Automotive and is the biggest shareholder in Tempe-based Carvana. That company's giant vending machine of cars right off the Loop 202 certainly doesn't look like the kind of place where a guy in a polyester suit asks, "So what's it going to take to get you into this car today, Mr. Sharp?" Also on the list of the richest people in the world is another Arizonan, Tucson native and Valley resident Artie Moreno, who has a fortune with enough zeros on the end of it that it almost takes up more space on a page than the name of the baseball team he owns, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Artie Moreno and Ernest Garcia, two of Arizona's nine billionaires. Is that a sign that we suffer less from income inequality in Arizona? Or as a guy without an Hispanic last name, am I the one suffering from income inequality? I don't know. But based on this list of the world's richest people from Forbes, I know one thing we're all suffering from: our national debt. Because if you take all of the world's billionaires and combine all of their net worths, by the way, not just cash, but all their assets, you come up with a grand total of $8.7 trillion. Which would barely pay off a third of the U.S. government's debt.